As Iran prepares for the June 12th presidential elections, the leader of the Islamic Revolution has reiterated his call for unity among the nation to foil enemy plots. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remark Monday to a group of officials in charge of organizing ceremonies marking the 20th demise anniversary of the father of Islamic Revolution and the founder of the Islamic Republic, the late Imam Khomeini. The leader stressed that a unified Iran is the legacy of Imam Khomeini, adding that everyone should be aware not to let the enemies materialize their sinister wishes. Referring to a recent terrorist bombing in the southern city of Zahedan, Ayatollah Khamenei said certain movements are trying to disrupt the national unity in order to shatter the progress and independence of the country. Referring to the June 12th presidential elections, Ayatollah Khamenei said everyone should rely on common grounds, including the Constitution, so as not to allow their differences violate national unity. Ayatollah Khamenei also described the late Imam Khomeini as the symbol of national independence, dignity, and unity. The Iranian police have arrested a group of people accused of instigating sectarian violence in the restive southeastern city of Zahedan. Iran's deputy police chief announced on Monday that a number of rogue elements and agents of the enemy are planning to sow sectarian discord among Muslims have been arrested. He added that the troublemakers and the thugs were planning to foment discord among the residents of the city. He said, fortunately, with the prompt presence of government officials and religious dignitaries, unrest was prevented. He added that those arrested are both Sunni and Shiites. Iranian officials say enemy agents want to create instability in the country ahead of the June 12th presidential election. Now, the head of Iran-Bahrain Parliamentary Friendship Group says his country looks forward to stronger bilateral relations with Iran. Visiting Tehran, the head of a delegation, Salah Ali Mohammad, on Monday inspected several health centers in Tehran. In an interview with our correspondent, Reza Hossein Mahdi, the Bahraini official stressed on his country's desire to forge cooperation with Iran in the field of medical and health.
In an official meeting under the friendship committee between Bahrain and Iran, we are visiting the Council Shura in the Islamic Republic.